W3C is actually the World Wide Web Consortium, and it was founded by Tim Berners-Lee approximately 20 years ago to focus on setting the standards for the World Wide Web. So the web obviously has been developed using those standards, and every website, every application on the web uses those standards to actually work or to be displayed.
And you guys have been, you in particular, have been focusing on e-government and Government 2.0. Give me a sense as to what you've been working on. You had a session, a couple weeks ago, talking about this. Give me a sense as to what W3C's connection to that issue is.
The W3C recognized about a year and a half ago that governments really have a unique space in the web, and that there are many unique requirements that need to be met with technical and web-based standards. About a year ago now, the group was formed with a charter to focus on transparency and openness, open government data, and also just generally focused on standards for websites. Made a comment in the meeting a couple weeks ago that many of the government websites currently don't validate for typical HTML standards and therefore cause accessibility issues. So the role of the group is to really identify standards, use cases, and practical examples to help governments improve their presentation on the web and also improve the delivery of government information.
And so what are some of the challenges? Will you come out with standards? Tell me sort of how this happens.
There's multiple things we're currently doing. On the standards front, obviously W3C has a laundry list of standards currently available to the technical community. What is often difficult is governments to see themselves in those particular standards. So one of the focuses of the group is to develop use cases that are particular to government use or government applications, so they can indeed see themselves in those standards, understand what those standards are, and how to use them. Secondarily, we are looking further into developing success stories or collecting success stories of other governments throughout the world that developing countries can use and moving their electronic government agenda forward.
And there are just a lot of challenges here that I think everyone, and I was at a session earlier this week looking at transparency and particularly tied to the stimulus package, and it's almost like people have so much coming at them, they're almost afraid to almost do anything. One person described it as a coma. I always say describe it sort of as the turtle syndrome, where people sort of disappear into their shells where it's nice and safe and they don't really get in trouble.
Chris, absolutely. I think, you know, the technical standards, I don't want to say they're easy. Technicians can do a lot of different things with systems. I think the challenge and what we're trying to keep at the forefront of the group's work is that there are cultural and policy issues that are going to make things much more complex than what a lot of people think. On a culture front, there are those people that basically stick their head in the sand, because whether it's they're from a certain demographic that view closed government as good government, or they have been trained very well to keep the government information protected, then you have other areas of the culture that will quickly mull themselves into the policy and legal debate and throw up the roadblock to say, you know, this is far too hard and I can't do this.
And one of the people who was at your session a couple weeks ago was John Sheridan, who is from the British government, a career guy at the British government and dealing with these issues there. And one of the things that really struck me is how similar a lot of his experiences and what he talked about were so similar to the challenges that that U.S. feds are facing.
Yeah, and I actually think, starting with Tony Blair back in Y2K days, they're actually a little more progressive and open than the U.S. government has been, traditionally, and this is, you know, specifically my opinion, which has allowed him to do much more in his space from the archives perspective than what we've been able to achieve so far. I think what's great with the Obama administration and putting the agenda forward on openness and transparency is finally opening things up and creating that culture that is actually going to allow a lot of these different things to move forward.
And it does seem like it is the sort of cultural issues, and again, at the session that I was at earlier in the week, there's still sort of people are afraid to put data and to make it public because they're afraid of, oh, what will people do with that data, you know? And it's almost that giving up of control. It's really a mindset change, it seems.
Absolutely. I spoke a few, actually, it's been one of my things I've been speaking about for quite some time, is the authority of information. And coming from the Library of Congress for 4 years, where the library tries to protect the primary source of what's available on the web, it is something that needs very much to be considered. However, there are solutions, whether when releasing data, you're providing a link, a URI, or a permanent link back to the authoritative source, so that people can indeed validate that that is the information that it should be. I think one of the challenges we face from a society perspective is we've all been Googled, and we expect, and there's the expectation when you go to Google and search for something, that the first few results that show up are indeed the authoritative and primary source of the information, which in the web world is not always the case. And that is going to be an ongoing challenge that any agency faces as they begin to publish information.
Give me a sense as to what will be the deliverables coming out of the W3C e-government group, and what's the time frame for that?
Okay. The deliverables currently, we have the draft issues paper released for public and comment. We are digesting those comments now and making relative changes and adding content in. Around the early May timeframe, we'll publish what will be the final first year issues paper, which focuses on highlighting these current standards that are available, related use cases to those standards, again, so the government can understand how it applies to them. We will also be releasing in that paper a list of issues that are still currently open, where a standard or a need has been identified that does not yet exist. Year two will focus on maturing the first phase or the first stage of the issues paper, and looking to that gap analysis onto what work needs to be done to further government's agenda for electronic government within the context of the role of the W3C.